Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. We have been studying in this class about the life of Peter and the man Peter, and in so doing, we have been studying about Jesus Christ, because everything in the Bible is written about him, and now we have completed that study of Peter. But we're going to continue looking at the great men and women of the New Testament. And I'm studying out of a little Sunday school book that I have called Elam's Notes on Bible School Lessons. And the date is 1923. These are Sunday school lessons that E.A. Elam wrote for the Sunday schools that met in 1923. And we're going to be looking at a lesson that he wrote for July 22nd, 1923. Now, at the end of the Sunday school lesson on Peter, he wrote these words, and it is a quote. The reference to this quote is not given, but it gives us a hint of who we're going to be studying next. And it says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is begotten of God and knoweth God." Now, with that little hint, do you know who we're going to study next in this Bible school? Well, many of you have probably already guessed correctly. It is John the Apostle, and we might call him John the Apostle of Love, because John writes so much in his first epistle about the need we have to love one another. But John was not always such a loving character, as we're going to see in our lesson. And like Peter before him, John had to grow into the man that he became. And so many of us, we have to do the same. We grow into that person. And so I'm going to ask you now to turn in your Bible, and we've got really three texts that we're going to be emphasizing in this study. One is found in Luke chapter 9, and then John chapter 19, and then in 1 John chapter 4. And so get your Bible ready and be ready to turn to these passages as we're doing that. And while you're getting your Bible, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now, in looking at John the Apostle of Love, let's begin reading Luke chapter 9, beginning in verse 49, and I'll read down through verse 56. And here's what the text says. John answered and said, "Master, we saw one casting out demons in thy name, and we forbade him, because he followed not with us. But Jesus said unto him, Forbid him not, for he that is not against you is for you. And it came to pass, when the days were well nigh come that he should be received up, he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem. And he sent messengers before his face, and they went and entered into a village of the Samaritans to make ready for him. And they did not receive him, because his face was as though he were going to Jerusalem. And when his disciples James and John saw this, they said, Lord, wilt thou that we bid fire come down from heaven and consume them? But he turned and rebuked them, and they went into another village." Now let's turn over to John chapter 19, verses 25 through 27. "These things therefore the soldiers did, but they were standing by the cross of Jesus, his mother, and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Cleopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple standing by whom he loved, he said unto his mother, Woman, Behold thy son. Then said he to the disciple, Behold thy mother. And from that hour the disciple took her into his own home. And now turn to 1 John chapter 4, and we'll read verses 7 and 8. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is begotten of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. We'll be looking in detail at those three texts as we study about John, this apostle of love. The golden text for this Sunday school lesson is 1 John chapter 4 and verse 16. God is love, and he that abideth in love abideth in God, and God abideth in him. The devotional reading comes from the book of 1 John. This is the epistle. 1 John chapter 4, and we will be looking at verses, we'll be reading verses 11 through 21. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 11. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to love one another. No man hath beheld God at any time. If we love one another, God abideth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Hereby we know that we abide in him, because he, and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit. And we have beheld and bear witness that the Father hath sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God abideth in him, and he in God. And we know and have believed the love which God hath in us. God is love, and he that abideth in love abideth in God, and God abideth in him. Herein is love made perfect with us, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, even so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath punishment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love because he first loved us. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, cannot love God whom he hath not seen. And this commandment we have from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also. Now following that reading, let's turn to these Sunday school lesson notes. And there is a geographical note at the beginning of this lesson about Capernaum. Capernaum was a most interesting city on the northwestern shore of the Sea of Galilee. It is prominent in the work of Jesus. Jesus called it his home and his own city. Now with that, we're also going to review now John's life. There are in the New Testament different men whose name is John, namely John the Baptist. Peter's father is called John. There's a John called John Mark, and a John who was a member of the Jewish court. The John of this lesson is the Apostle John. He was the son of Zebedee, a brother of James, and was a fisherman. He and James and their fathers were partners with Peter and Andrew, who owned their boats and used hired servants. He was an industrious, practical businessman. Jesus called him away from his business to become a fisher of men. We read about that in Matthew chapter 4, verses 18 through 22. And walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brethren, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he saith unto them, Come ye after me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they straightway left their nets and followed him. And going on from thence, he saw other two brethren, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in the boat with Zebedee, their father, mending their nets. And he called them, and they straightway left the boat and their father and followed him. John was one of the first disciples of Jesus, and followed him when John the Baptist declared that he was the Son of God. Let me read that to you in the book of John, John 1, beginning in verse 29. On the morrow, he seeing Jesus coming to him and saith, Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, After me cometh a man who is become before me. For he was before me, and I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel. For this cause came I baptizing in water. And John bare witness, saying, I have beheld the Spirit descending as a dove out of heaven, and it abode upon him. And I knew him not, but that he sent me to baptize in water. He said unto me, Upon whomsoever thou shalt see the Spirit descending and abiding upon him, the same is he that baptizeth in the Holy Spirit. And I have seen and borne witness that this is the Son of God. So, John chapter 1 and verse 35. Again on the morrow, John was standing, and two of his disciples. And he looked upon Jesus as he walked, and said, Behold the Lamb of God! And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. And Jesus turned and beheld them following, and said unto them, What seek ye? And they said unto him, Rabbi, which is to say, being interpreted, teacher, where abidest thou? He saith unto them, Come, and ye shall see. They came therefore and saw where he abode, and they abode with him that day. It was about the 10th hour. One of the two that heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He findeth first his own brother Simon, and said unto him, We have found the Messiah, which being interpreted, Christ. And he brought unto him Jesus. Jesus looked upon him and said, Thou art Simon the son of John. Thou shalt be called Cephas, which by interpretation is Peter. The name of that other disciple that followed him that day is not given in that text, because John never mentions his own name in the book of John. But being there from the beginning, and being associated with Andrew and with Peter and with James, we know that this was John, and thus the one who wrote this epistle. Or rather, this testimony concerning Jesus. And so Jesus later called John when he was out fishing, and hence leaving his boat to accompany Jesus. He was not when he first met Jesus and became his disciple. Later he was made an apostle in Mark chapter 3 and verse 13, and afterward was sent forth with the 11 to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, Matthew 10 and verse 5. Jesus gave unto him and James the name Boanerges, which means the sons of thunder, Mark 4 and verse 17. Perhaps that was because of their character of James and John at that time. But I wonder also if it might not have been because of the character of their father, Zebedee. I bet you could hear his voice all over that lake calling out to James and John in those days. And so, very likely that's why they're the sons of thunder. But with James, John asked Jesus if they could call fire down from heaven to destroy the Samaritan village which had refused Jesus a night's lodging. He, with James, asked that one might sit at the right hand and the other on the left hand in Jesus' kingdom. And he was with Jesus in the death chamber of Jairus' daughter, and on the Mount of Transfiguration, and in Gethsemane. He reclined on Jesus' breast and was especially loved by Jesus. He was admitted into Jesus' trial and stood by Jesus when he was on the cross.